Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I'm joined by LA's Illuminati Hotties, taking a break from their busy, busy tour to drop by our Studio 1A and play some of their songs from their debut album, Kiss Your Frenemies. They'll be at Barracuda tonight. Thank y'all so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
We're going to play You're Better Than Ever.
Your short list goes on and on. It's filled with things I couldn't do. I wanted to anything you wanted. Usually a month is not such cogent time. A cycle framed by crescent moons. So soft, so smooth. You were the bold face in the shadow.
All my favorite socks are getting holes in them. All my favorite people got a load on them.
I've heard that you feel better, better than
smell like parliaments. All I want to do is skate back to your bed. Cause I heard that you got better, better than ever, ever. It's hard to say that I'm unfortunate, but that I haven't been succeeding.
Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I'm joined by LA's Illuminati Hotties. They're playing tonight at Barracuda on tour right now in support of their debut album, Kiss Your Frenemies, that was released back in May. I'm talking to Sarah Tudson, the helmswoman behind her brainchild project, Illuminati Hotties. Sarah, hello.
How's it going?
I'm all right. Can you introduce these great people flanking you?
Absolutely. I have Nathaniel Noden Freeman on guitar, Dean Kiner on bass,
yeah, buddy,
and Trucker Tim Komet on the drums.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Fantastic. So before we dive into more depth of the album, you guys have been on tour since like the end of September pretty consistently?
Yeah. We've been doing, since the end of September. We had a little break in LA and then we hit it again.
And you're going to come to the tail end of it in North Carolina, the 18th.
Yep.
How have y'all been occupying your time on the road?
There is a lot of stuff to take care of in between show to show, and we run the ship DIY, so we're all, messaging the venues and getting in touch with everybody, and we're kind of out here without a tour manager or anything. So there's a lot of the housekeeping stuff we have to take care of. Other than that, we're getting gas, getting snacks, reading a lot.
What are you reading?
I'm currently reading Slouching Toward Bethlehem, and I'm also reading Meet Me in the Bathroom.
Oh, I've been wanting Meet Me in the Bathroom's on my short list.
Yeah, it's really good. There's a lot of interesting people talking about each other.
So I've heard. I've had a good friend of mine who's been reading that book too. That's fantastic. I always want to know what people are reading. So if you talk about books, we're just going to talk about books.
I would definitely derail this into a book interview if you wanted to.
One fun thing I noted in your bio is that you call yourself a burrito aficionado. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what goes in your perfect burrito?
Oof. Perfect burrito. Rice, black beans, carne asada, maybe like a tofu thing if I'm feeling a little healthier, fajita veggies, the hottest salsa, guacamole. I think that's it.
That sounds like a lot. That sounds amazing, too.
It's, yeah.
Like you just built my perfect burrito.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
So the debut album, Kiss Your Frenemies. So you've talked about how you've kind of outfitted your band with your own friends, people you know personally. Is that the case here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've known all these guys for a good amount of time, and now I know them really well. it's always been friends rotating in and out. But the last, like, I'd say a year now, we've kind of had a solid lineup that's been traveling with us and playing all the LA shows.
Well, and so you guys have kind of been tagged with being called just kind of a quirky indie band or something like that, which I think is fitting. Yes, they're quirky. There's quirky songs. You're Better Than Ever, that's one. Mm-hmm. Press to Death, Party Off the Happiness, which we'll hear in just a few minutes. But there's a lot of depth in this album. There's a lot of range where I think that just writing you off as a quirky indie band is not really doing you justice. I mean, where there are just like fun, poppier anthems, there's a lot of emotion and depth and everything in there. So I'm wondering, with that kind of label, how do you feel that fits with you, and how is that congruent to what you want people to get out of your music?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely more to the record, and my goal was always to make a two-listen record. So the first listen maybe comes off as quirky indie band with a couple slow burners. But then you listen again and you realize that the content of even the poppier, more anthemic kind of songs have some serious depth and some detail that maybe the first gloss over wasn't caught. So that was my goal making the record, was sort of to make it have multiple layers of meaning. So I hope we're not just a quirky indie band. That's fun, and we definitely play that up in the live show. That's, you know, we try and make it a party and make it a good time for everybody who's there. But there is definitely a little more to it when you get down to the real listens of the record, even on the faster songs, yeah.
I would say you have completely successfully executed necessitating multiple listens. I've enjoyed it more every time. Thanks. I've made it through a full listen. Mm. But you're not only a musician, you're also a trained audio engineer and producer that you were trained to at Berklee College of Music over in Boston, which is phenomenal. So how does the back of house versus being a front woman, how has that shaped both of those?
It's really different. I definitely was way more used to being behind the scenes and making other people's records and kind of just doing what needs to happen to make the computer and everything run in a studio and be in the way as little as possible of whatever other records are happening in the studio at the time. And it definitely was like, it's a mindset shift, certainly, to then be a front person and get out on stage and make that stuff happen for the audience in real time. And I think that I really love both. I much prefer the behind the scenes for a long time, and then mm-hmm. sort of was pushed on stage by friends over and over again, and I felt more and more comfortable, and now I love the front person thing too. But it's a totally different brain space, and it's like schizophrenic, switching back and forth between the two modes. Especially making this record, I was doing the like sort of objective producerly listening And then I was also trying to be creative and be an artist and throw as much paint against the wall as I could.
Do you like self-producing?
I do. Yeah, it's really fun. It's a challenge. And I was lucky to have my friend Colin in the room doing some engineering, and he mixed the record too. And he's always been somebody that I could bounce ideas off of. And he kind of leans to the squarer side of things. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
You need somebody. You need
yeah,
that person.
Yeah, so I'm like, let's do this. Ah! And he's like, well, maybe we could. And then we sort of met in the middle. But it was good to sort of have like the angel on my shoulder being like, well, maybe.
Sure.
But yeah, self-producing is really fun. I love it. And it was a nice challenge.
Awesome. We're here in Studio 1A. I'm talking to Sarah Tudson. Her project is Illuminati Hotties, joining us from L.A. and playing Barracuda tonight. They're on tour supporting their debut album, Kiss Your Frenemies. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to play Paying Off the Happiness.
The zipper's broken on my favorite hoodie. At 24, I'm somehow making rookie mistakes. Like just the other day, I asked who we kicked it. You looked away and kept your answer. Try and be funny, 'cause every joke I make is coming out running wrong. Try to apologize and put it on my tab. Treated the friends he brought to Stella and Cognac. All this emotional debt's got me so far. I'm stuck with paying.
Here in Studio 1A, that's LA's Illuminati Hotties. Their debut album, Kiss Your Frenemies, came out in May. They're here talking to us, playing some songs from that record, and they're playing Barracuda tonight. Sarah, man, thank you guys so, so much for
thank
being
you.
Here this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today, led by Julia Reese, assisted by Salvador Castro and Jorge Sanhueza Lyon. Deidre Gott is our Studio 1A producer. You'll be able to check out the two songs you've heard, the interview, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
See how the t-shirt sleeves, grit my teeth. How else can I tell myself I can do most anything? And I cuff my t-shirt sleeves, grit my teeth.